Metu Neter, Volume 1, The Great Oracle of Tahuti in the Egyptian System of Spiritual Cultivation. Chapter 16, The Oracles. On the most general level, oracles are means of communicating with spiritual agencies. On the highest level, such communications take place with the wisdom faculty, Sphere 2, Tahuti, of the spirit, through waking trance. This is the skill possessed by prophets and sages. On the second highest level, communications take place with the same part of the spirit through the casting of lots. These lots are symbolic representations of the basic categories into which the entire span of reality can be divided. Other oracles are means of communicating with other deities and lower spiritual agencies through mediumistic trance or the casting of lots. In past chapters, we looked at the process through which the world comes into being, through which order is established and maintained, the stages of initiation and meditation, and so on. Not only did we trance the sequence of unfoldment of events, but we also assigned each shaping factor a place in time and in the hierarchy of being. Thousands of years ago, Africans discovered that the system of classification and order could be represented through numerical symbols, graphic archetypes, etc. They further discovered that these representations, when conventionalized and arranged into a synthetical whole, could be used by the indwelling intelligence to communicate with the personality by projecting these symbols in dreams or by drawing the attention to their physical counterparts at critical moments, omens. They further discovered that if these symbols were casted in such a manner as to allow them to fall freely or to be gathered in a non-manipulative manner, the indwelling intelligence, acting through the life force, would manipulate the symbols into a pattern that would communicate this message. It should not be surprising to find that the abstract symbols used in such oracles as the Ifa of the Yorubas and the Tao Te Ching, and with some modifications, the One Ching, are based on binary mathematical principles, which are the basis of the machine language used by computers, used extensively in forecasting. Exclamation point. The Metu Neter Oracle is composed of the combined influences of the five primary binary figures and 14 archetypes, 70 cards, of the shaping forces of all these events as the world. These archetypes are the 14 pieces created by the dismemberment of the body of Ausar and are related to the 14 cow of Ra. In fact, it would be correct to think of oracles as spiritual computers. They enable us to discover what shaping factors are and key factors of a given situation. All the reasoning which we must use expertly can do for us is to indicate plausibilities and probabilities. And for that, it must have precedence or some means of identifying the possible shaping factors in a situation. Oracles enable us to arise plausibility and possibility to the level of facts. An oracle can tell you that the moment of birth that child X will grow up to be a leader or a pauper unless he does exactly, and so on. Before you even got to know him, the oracle can tell you what kinds of problems you can expect, what virtues must be cultivated, etc. If you were to get married, it is clear then that those who are against the use of oracles do not quite understand how and why they are used. In fact, most people do not truly know what they are. There are very few well-known historical instances in the lives of Westerners regarding the oracles. Before the advent of the monarchical period in Israel, a very rudimentary oracle, the Urim and Thummim, was consulated. This oracle could only answer yes or no, was the means, according to 1 Samuel 28:6, to consult the will of Yahweh. In Ezra 2:63, a cultic problem is postponed until a priest of the oracle can be consulted. 2 Mac 15 informs us that Haman secured the deliverance of the Jews exiled in Persia by casting the lots to choose the day of attacking the Persians. The latter would be slaughtered. This event is today commemorated, although with the veil casted over it, in the Jewish feast of Purim. Another account of Jewish use of lots is given in Acts 1:26, where we are shown that Matthias was chosen through the casting of lots over Joseph Barsabbas to take Judas' place. Incidentally, it is important to remember or note that Jesus and his disciples never called themselves Christians. The appellation or concept did not even exist in Jesus's time. They were Jews, but this is another story. Back to the oracles. There are many more such references in the Old Testament for those who care to search for them. Beyond indicating events and occurrences that are around the corners from our reasoning faculty, some oracles like Ifa and the Metuneter are capable of indicating which word of power or deity is in charge of the situation at hand. Since the word of power originates and controls the situation, wordshipping enables us to work on the situation from the casual level. Otherwise, we must work backwards from the effect to causes. And here ends the reading of chapter 16, because it's such a short, sweet chapter, on the oracles. Ending on page 211, the next chapter 17 is a long one and will be broken up into a few parts. Hope you are enjoying the reading.